Hello there, Gia.
Hi, poor Keisha. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I just, I have these migraines and sometimes they just
Yeah.
hang on, so.
Are you seeing an aura or anything cool?
Nothing cool, no.
Nothing cool. Okay.
Nothing cool, no.
Oh,
Nope,
all
but
right. Yeah.
yeah, I think it
Well.
might have come out. I got a booster, a COVID booster on Friday, and that
Oh,
might have
did
been
it
part of the reason why I've got a
trigger
migraine now.
things?
It might have, gee, I'm not sure, but what are you gonna do, you
Yeah,
know?
maybe just upset your whole system a little bit, you know.
Sure.
Send it into overdrive.
Could have been,
Did
so.
you ever read that Oliver Sacks book on migraine?
No, I never did. Never did.
Too close to home, probably.
Probably. I think that's right. Yeah. People are always sending me links about migraine stuff, and it's like, it's fine. It's fine.
Like a busman's holiday, you're not interested. Yeah, I
Not
hear
so
you.
much.
I
Yeah.
get it. Well, I read
So
it. I can't remember
anywho.
it. Anywho,
Yeah.
General Hospital, was it painful? I feel like if you didn't have a migraine before you watched today, you probably did after you watched today.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot to enjoy today, was there?
Oh, I was just annoyed. I've been annoyed at quite a few things.
I think that's been sort of our recurring theme lately, which is too bad,
I know. I feel like, are we just turning into cranky old shrews that don't like anything? I don't know.
Maybe.
I try to have gracious thoughts here and there. And I saw, I guess it was an Instagram. I don't know. The Drew actor, was speaking about, apparently he grew up with some horrible condition where he had his legs in braces and had
Oh,
to learn to
jeez.
walk again. And I know, like, and so I felt just awful for having done nothing but diss the poor man.
But
And he was, I don't
still.
even know, he had some other health. See, he'd had recently had cancer,
Ay.
and he was trying some new stem cell therapy for something. And I was like, oh my God. He looks to me like he spends every spare moment at the gym, like he's,
He does.
you
Yeah,
know,
he looks
just
like the
in.
picture of health, doesn't he?
Yeah. So the stuff you don't know. But once again, we stress that it's the characters that frustrate us, not the actors
That's
necessarily.
right. That's
Yeah.
right, Gia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Anyway, what did you want to talk about exactly? Why did you call?
who is this? I'll say in a positive vein that I think Ava really does deliver a solid performance even in a bed,
Even in bed, and her hair looks really pretty lately. Even in bed, or just like her
Even
hair. I was
in
like, how can you
bed.
make your hair look good? Yep.
She's
Even
got her
without
little
makeup.
sort of robe that obviously is not hospital issue.
Yeah, I don't even think the sheets. It looked to me like they'd
She's
change the
got
sheets.
her own sheets, probably.
Yeah.
That would have been nice if they had been more obviously her own sheets,
Yeah.
like
Yeah,
with her
that was
monogram
funny.
or something.
Yeah. Yes,
But
so I'll agree with you on that.
and I was kind of glad that Elizabeth sort of didn't really prolong this whole like lost time,
You mean
issue.
that
Like,
she went and told Ava about it?
yeah, that she sort of confided in Finn also and then came clean with Ava, sort of,
Came clean with Ava, but in a way that simply threw Nicholas under the bus without, you know, implicating Nicholas completely, without mentioning that she herself could also be a suspect. You
Right.
know.
She was awfully vague around those details. And
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, when Portia came in and Ava really sort of was dark and negative and cynical,
Right,
about
yeah, about,
marriage
yeah,
and
watch
stuff and
out,
how,
yeah.
yeah. And
Yeah.
I wondered, like, does she really think that he could have done this, or is she just trying to get even with him by sort of making everybody else think he's done this?
It looks to me like they're trying to make her look like she really has doubts.
Yeah,
That's how it
I
looks to
guess so.
me.
Yeah.
But I mean, that would be awful to really think that of.
I know. I was just confused. It seemed like a weird, like Portia was sort of a weird person for her to confide in, sort of.
I braced myself when the topic of
squeal.
The engagement ring was observed, and she held up her talons, and but no squeal. She didn't get too crazy this time, so maybe
when you're with your patient, probably you should be keeping your squealing to a minimum.
I've generally liked those two together. Ava and Portia, you know, in their common bond over Trina. Because there's sort of an unlikely friendship, but they've kind of have become friends over Trina anyway. But that wasn't too exciting a conversation, I didn't think.
No, it really wasn't. And then
we're just talking about today, I'm afraid. I don't remember anything else.
If we could jump back to Friday, I guess, for a minute. I think it was Friday. That was when Spencer had his final sort of.
Oh, and he thought more people would be gathered around.
Yeah, that was very sad, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure who he thought would be there.
I know.
Maybe Trina, Cam and Joss.
And Joss. I mean, who knows at this point? But up until that moment, he had that scene with Rory where he was acting like he was a tough guy.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Rory is the only cop available to go in there and gather his belongings.
I guess they're having staffing issues like everybody
probably
else.
Probably.
Huh?
Everybody else. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was being a tough guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Trina had her moments with Ava, which I thought they could have done a little bit more with, but where Ava was telling Trina how Spencer really, you know, had believed in her all along.
Once again found myself wishing that I were the one receiving Ava's sort of motherly wisdom.
I know.
Motherly, but sort of like a friend. It's like a mentor.
Yeah. But with like enough edge that you don't, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem really patronizing, even though, you know, she's clearly like coming from a place of experience, you know, and.
Yeah, I just thought, I wish I had an Ava in my corner. And
a Lasha. And
a Lasha for a Nana, you know.
All right.
I guess Lasha, I just wish I were young. I could do it all over again. Yeah.
Yeah.
With these strong female influences to guide me. Occasional murderesses.
People who are
when the need arises.
Terrible
things,
you know.
Yes. But again, that's a relationship that I think is very sweet, the Ava Trina.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Yeah.
Relationship. Then we had the oh my gosh, you know, I've got to get to Spencer. little kind of a tough moment for Rory though. You know?
Rory's he can't have been surprised, but
good egg, 'cause he knew exactly what was happening there.
I know. Yeah, I don't know how long that Rory Trina thing is going to go on for, but
it's already over. It's just nobody's said it yet.
Nobody knows it yet.
It was a non-starter, really.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. Oh, and then we also had like some Sam and Dante stuff again. And actually, over I don't know if it was Friday and maybe into Tuesday, there was a lot of discussion. I guess Mac, Felicia, Maxie, Sam and Dante all kind of talking about, and Britt was thrown in there, like whether Cody is a good guy or a bad guy.
We had that. Cody leave town? And we had the moment once again where it's like, yep, I'm going. Like, I guess nobody wants me here. And like, don't say anything, Britt.
Keep your mouth shut.
Keep your yapper shut. I know your line says you have to tell him to stay. But don't
I know. Ignore the script.
Go with your heart. I just don't know. I mean, I'm in the social media I've seen. I really don't see anybody liking this Cody character at all.
There's nothing much to like. I mean, he's a scumbag. And he doesn't have any real
I think quality. They think he has some, is the word rakish? R-A-K-I-S-H, rakish?
Yeah, I guess that's the word.
Would that be the appropriate word? Like, I think they think he has rakish charm.
Well, they're wrong.
Well, yeah, but do you know what I mean? Is yeah, that like, I like do. He's sort of
yeah.
a...
Yeah, because like the a camera little bit of a lingered. Bad boy. Yeah. Seems like yeah. when the camera lingers on him, we're supposed to be like sending thank you cards or something.
Yeah,
like,
you know, yeah.
Just keep moving, please.
And I just can't even, like, the overly moosed curls on his forehead, and I can't, like,
yeah.
It makes me want to vomit mostly. Yeah. And I don't know. And everybody like, well, I think he's a good guy. I think he's a good guy. Although Maxie now, because yeah. of overhearing yeah. him talking about Mac, mm-hmm. has turned on him, but mm-hmm. which I'm somewhat appreciative of that, but she should have already known.
Yeah.
Should
yeah.
have already had vibes that this was mm-hmm. not a good guy.
That's right.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We had the outside scene with he and Dante. There's going to be some mystery about, you know, where he was like probably accused of murder in other places. That's uh-huh. the implication.
Right. And then there was also the hint that Dante had done something, right? And Cody had
yep.
covered
and
for him.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah.
But
it's
yeah,
just...
Dante's sort of stance on him seems to kind of shift too. And I like he hasn't decided if he's a good
yeah,
guy or
yeah.
I don't know. It seems like he's got a good sort of gut instinct too. Like
and
Maxie.
What is this crap about Sam? Like, I like you when you're with him. It's like, what?
she's just kind of an idiot, isn't she?
I guess. On a fashion topic, I liked her wide leg jeans look that
you
day.
You did. Okay.
when you said that.
Okay.
That's harkens back to times I'd shop with my girlfriends and we'd each come out with we were very terribly different in our taste, uh-huh. you know. Uh-huh. And we'd say things like that's so you. That is so you. You know, which means oh, I yeah. hate it, but you know.
But it's fine for you.
Yeah.
As long as I don't have to wear it.
I think one time my friend Cheryl said something like, wow, you're so brave wearing brown shoes with that. You know?
Ouch.
But you know, it's sort wow. of couched in like, is that
yeah.
a compliment? You know, you're like, huh?
Yeah. Looking or, back, or, yeah, what do you
or
think?
I think I've had things like, you know, I can never wear horizontal stripes like that.
Right.
You know, and it's like, huh? You know? Uh-huh. And it's too late to go home and change.
Oh,
anyway, dear. So you didn't like the wide leg jeans, huh? Well, they were a little bit like the Navy sailor wide legs or something.
Yeah, I guess they're coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Trina better just in regular jeans, you know, whatever. I can't remember what her top was, but when she took off to go see Spencer and was just sort of wearing like regular jeans.
Okay, I can't remember them exactly. All right. Yeah. I think they had Joss sporting some sort of wide leg ones recently too.
I think you're right.
They were flared
yeah,
at the bottom.
I think you're yeah. right when she went into the dumpster, right?
The dumpster, yep. Like that. Yeah. That sort of like bohemian look coming back.
Yeah.
I like it. You don't uh-huh. like it?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. I know you go for a more utilitarian, you know, like a jean
no
with
place.
Like a loop for your
a loop
hammer.
For a hammer. There's no place yeah. to put a hammer in those jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess not.
But I guess they would fit nicely over a work boot. So, you know,
that's true.
That's
right.
Something to think yeah. about. Yeah.
Okay.
We did have, before we leave the Cody bashing, he had that meeting with Selena.
Oh yeah, so he's going to become entrenched in that poker.
And she was so obnoxious at the Savoy. I mean, it's like, you know, talking
yeah.
to Nika that way, like, you know, it's just like, come on.
Yes.
You've gone
yeah.
too far, Selena.
Oh. That brings me to like you had said in your text that I should be prepared with interesting facts about stuff in case you need to have
a
breather.
I don't think I used the word interesting.
Well, that was self-evident. That was implied. That was, you didn't even need to say, because they're all.
That was only if, like, I hit a point where I couldn't put words together to fill the silence. But
you're not there yet.
Well, go ahead, Gia. You have something. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to, because I noticed, I don't know if you noticed, but for the past like 2 or 3 days, everybody's having iced tea. It was like an iced tea extravaganza. Uh-huh. Did you notice?
Yeah, right.
Like Ned and Brooklyn had sandwiches and iced tea.
And didn't he offer Chase some iced tea?
Yep, he offered him some iced tea and... Selena made Mika make her an iced tea, even though they don't serve it there.
God, what a bitch.
Yeah, she's good.
She's really settling into the bitchiness, you know?
Yeah, I like it. Joss and Carly, I think, had iced tea today. Anyway, there was a lot of iced tea happening.
Yeah.
And part of me wonders, like, are they really having iced tea? It looks pretty good. I hope they are. So anyway, I thought, well, I'm going to look up iced tea. Cause I don't know. When did that become kind of a thing?
Oh, Jesus. Like, wow.
Have you ever thought about it?
No, I have a lot of other things to think about.
Well, there's some stuff about it that's fairly obvious once I gave it a thought. Like, we were tea drinkers here in the Americas for a long, long time, colonial times, you know, Boston Tea Party and all that.
Sure. Uh-huh.
But, of course, we didn't have ice easily. So that makes it hard to have iced tea.
Do you think they were all, like, just whining about how their tea was too warm?
No, they were just drinking hot tea. So there just wasn't iced tea. It wasn't, you know, around. Until like the 1800s, early 1800s, or around that, whenever they started shipping ice down to the South. Okay.
Didn't it have gotten like cold on its own?
Well, not in the South. It's hot. I mean, it can be like room temperature, I guess.
It can snow in the South.
This is like a weird thing to get stuck on.
So you started it, for God's sake. I mean, come on.
Well, anyway, so they start getting ice because of the ice industry, but the early iced teas were really like an alcoholic punch.
Uh-huh.
I mean, first of all, did you think that? I wouldn't have thought that.
I don't think you should count on me for words of encouragement to keep this going, Gia.
Okay, I'm almost done. There was a classic Philadelphia house punch, first imbibed in the early 1700s, but really was just kind of something. Yeah, it was diluted with tea. But listen to what it had in it. Listen, we might try this next time. Get rid of your headache.
Okay.
So it had green tea and something called arrack, a rum-like liquor from South Asia, citrus juice, sugar, champagne, brandy, and rum.
It had everything, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's kind of like the original Long Island iced tea, sort of?
Right. Yeah, I guess so. It would impart a mad, delirious dizziness, I'll bet.
Oh, man. We need that, like a hole in the head.
Yeah. But so anyway, guess what brought on non-alcoholic iced tea?
Prohibition or something?
Yeah, prohibition. So that's when that sort of came in, and then it really came in vogue at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, which was particularly hot, and they were serving beverages and iced tea just really like caught fire then, which I know that's impossible, but that sort of was when it came into vogue. And then something else I learned, which is not really related, but like, are you a green tea fan? Do you ever drink green tea?
Nope.
I don't either. I think it tastes like lawn clippings. But
yes.
Previous to World War II, we drank equal amounts of black tea and green tea. Like, it was equally popular. Hmm. Okay. So fascinating. But, okay, World War II came along,
it's not going to stop. This is like, this is,
this is the last for fact. My this headache. Is the last fact. Okay, but World War II, and we were cut off trade with China and Japan, which where we were getting green tea. Mm-hmm. And so after World War II, we just were black tea all the way, and that's it.
That was I like how you wrapped that up. If there could have been more of that, less of the stuff before that, that would have been okay. But that was like.
But I think we should try that mad delirious. I can't imagine, like, that sounds the rum, champagne, and whatever other liquor. Yeah. Like, sounds like when we were young and we'd take everything from my parents' liquor cabinet and mix it together and did then put in a splash of.
Sort of delirium.
Yeah, and then later vomiting.
yeah.
Yeah, we'd take everything and then we'd throw in some tab or whatever. You know,
and, right, right. Oh, tab. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was my filler. I hope you had a nice rest there. And
that was exhausting.
You could.
I was imagining all the our beautiful listeners out there going through this with us.
That, you know what, they probably are going, I think I'm going to fix myself an iced tea or maybe an alcoholic punch of some sort.
I suppose they might maybe. Have to if they want to get through the rest of this.
I'm like Cliffy on Cheers, huh? Everybody just
yeah. And I was also flashing on what you must have been like as like a middle schooler. Like if you ever had to give an oral report, you know, it's probably.
I was an excellent student. Excellent.
Yeah. And you're excellent is everybody else's. Oh my God. She will not shut up. The teacher was probably like, what I wouldn't give for a cigarette right now. Oh dear.
No, to be honest, I think that my curiosity in sort of useless information has really come about more in my old age, you know.
Yeah, it's really serving you well, Gia.
Well, yeah, it does. I go down a lot of rabbit holes and I'm happy.
I know you keep yourself entertained. That's the main thing.
I really do.
Oh gosh.
Okay. Anyway, I just thought we had sort of an iced tea theme going on, and that was all I could think of. We didn't have any horse stuff to get into.
No, we haven't had any horse stuff recently, have we?
No.
But we all right. Well, let's get back to I guess
to
today.
All the things that aggravated us about today.
Well,
okay. Yeah, worst storyline ever. Go. Worst current storyline ever.
Well, gosh, that's a tough one. But is it the divorce papers?
Yes.
and
you win.
And I think winning is losing here.
Oh my gosh!
I was like, Stella, are you just gonna let Jordan? Sit there.
Yeah, like what was that was so out of character. That was just such bad writing. So she confesses everything to Jordan and then like a deer in the headlights, her eyes are like bugging out.
Like
she can't tell
Curtis?
Yeah, like and she just lets Jordan take the fall and
very shitty. Very shitty. And
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say I was glad that it seemed like, oh, good. Stella's just going to clear the air before this all goes on, like everything else, way too long, you know, and gets even dumber. And then, you know, she did what she did and let Jordan
look
bad.
I thought that Jordan was a little bit looser in the conversation with Aunt Stella.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a little bit more natural. Did you find that?
Yeah, and maybe because it wasn't like, what?
You were just kind of like, maybe, a little bit.
Well, I was thinking, you know, what would be the reasons for that? Maybe like Stella, like maybe she's fun to act with. I don't know. And it wasn't like police business, so maybe she
maybe it was because it was
four lines, you know.
Yeah, it was a personal topic.
Yeah.
I just wonder, like, And I don't, I'm not saying this to bash this actor, because I like her. I want her to succeed as this character.
Yeah.
She's quite lovely to look at, and, and I think she could be a good Jordan. I think it's a tough role. I really think it's a tough role to begin with, but I feel like, is there such thing as like a cadence coach? Or maybe that's just something they cover, because that's what bothers me. Is like, if you could record people's speech patterns and, but take away the words themselves. Or like maybe turn them into lines on a graph.
EKG kind of.
Yes, exactly. Like a verbal cadence EKG.
So you I'm sure they see do stuff like that.
Yeah, because I guarantee you every line of hers would follow the exact same this pattern,
right,
you know?
Right, yeah.
And maybe if she had awareness of it.
I think, also it seems like in some ways she tries to come across as unflappable, you know, like that's
like
the character's supposed to be, I guess.
Yeah, she's the tough commish.
Yeah, but that sort of, that's kind of a problem, because it means like you never hit beyond like 5 on the volume dial, you know?
It's it's like you've been Botoxed into into just this one I mean, or what I imagine the Botox does, I don't really know. But yeah, it's sort of like tilt your head and get that eyebrow up, and then
And I wonder, like, if she was really like confronted with some shit, would she like lose her mind, you know, or would she still be like even toned Jordan?
Yeah, like that would be cool to send her into some really hairy, or some really horrific crime scene, you know, where she like had had a breakdown or something, and we need to push her a little bit.
Like if Selena was slapping TJ around.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good one.
One, he could use it. And two, I wouldn't mind seeing Selena thrown behind bars for a little while.
Yeah, you're developing a real anti-Selena attitude.
She's just getting very rude and entitled. Before, she was a little more mysterious.
She's
but
a
now...
mobster.
Couldn't she have been like a polite mobster?
Is there a like, do you feel like, is this a sexist thing on your part? Like, because if it were Sunny saying these things to people,
I
like,
don't think Sunny would say something like that. Go make me an iced tea. You know, I don't think he would do that.
Oh, that. Okay. So I see what you mean. Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're right on that. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I mean, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Even if you're
a gangster. Is that something your mother used to say to you or something?
No, there was actually, there was a DJ that used to say that. I don't think he made it up, but it's worth thinking about, Gia.
Do you know what they say on Hill Street Blues?
What? I forget. What do they say on Hill Street Blues?
Let's do it to them before they do it to us.
That's like the opposite.
And since I had the Rona, I've watched a lot of Hill Street Blues.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So I was double timing it sometimes. I know.
Wow. Bad news. Yikes.
Yeah. I know.
You said that like you meant it.
Yeah, yeah. It you can you can shift your view on the world by watching too many cop shows. Gritty cop shows.
Yeah.
You're right though. She's throwing her weight around kind of.
Yeah, just for the sake of throwing her weight around. I don't know.
And well, I guess you knew she was going to have her hooks in the Savoy. Yeah. Like that was her goal from the get-go.
I know. But why couldn't she just like put together her own club, you know? Why does she have to take over Curtis's club?
Well, so she can just sashay in and out, and he does all the work.
I guess so.
But don't you like that she's got her hooks in Cody now? She's going to be,
Cody's
having some power over him.
Yeah, what a dick. He's hopefully he'll pay for that decision.
I just don't get why. Like, once again, I wish I knew if they had sort of test groups or something for the shows, for characters. Like, why
being in a focus group for Austin?
Yeah, focus group, yeah. Like, why are we having Cody sort of shoved down our throats in so many storylines? And I feel like we see him more frequently than lots of really major characters. And
That's true. And he's not good filler material, really, you know, if we're giving, if like Chase and Brooklyn a break, you know, and having to deal
right
with
like
instead.
I would I'm more, way more interested in the Sasha Brando storyline right now, and that we see that like once a month or something. I feel like
And that was nice today, I thought.
I thought that was really quite poignant today.
Well done. It was nicely done. And Brando really, I mean, whoever wrote his lines, he knew exactly what he needed to say to make it happen, you know?
Right. And we know they're all going into that with the best intentions, but we know there'll be a turn in the story where
it'll all be tested. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gladys was being exceedingly decent and
kind. And the tiramisu for first course was an excellent idea.
Bravo.
And that was kind of cute and whimsical, I thought. Nice touch. Mm-hmm. Looked like they really were eating some.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of realness on these shows.
Yeah.
I thought that was nice. And so I'd rather see them like every other day. Mm-hmm. And follow that line along.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting.
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say. You go, Gia.
Oh, I was just going to say, I thought the little conversation between Sunny and Sasha.
Bingo.
Okay. Is that what you. Once again, I'm like, you know, why am I. These murderers like Ava and Sunny and these like clearly bad people. Are the ones I'm comforted by and find the most like human and humane, you know?
Yeah. Sort of more balanced, maybe.
Maybe
that's the right
it.
Word. I don't know, because Sonny's obviously struggles with balance.
Unbalanced, but
But I thought, that could lead to a lot more interesting conversations, like either with him and Sasha or him and Brando, and like the whole family dynamic with Sunny included. I think it makes it a lot more rich, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like Sunny conveys, you know, like he's really been there. Yeah. Like I've really been where you are.
Right.
And, I thought
and he didn't
Sasha
say
did
any
nice
more
job.
Than that. I kind of thought he might have said more than that, but it was kind of nice to just leave it at that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I would call Uncle Sonny, probably.
Yeah, he does really seem like he would be there for them.
I liked Sasha's hands shaking.
Yeah.
She had some good line. I should have written it down, but something about almost feeling erased or feeling... Somebody asked her how she was feeling. Maybe it was Sunny.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I should have written it down. When we started this, I was taking notes and stuff. I was such a good...
Yeah, I know. But now you're distracted by beverages and stuff.
Yeah, we used to have like a format, which I've forgotten what it was. It was like loosely...
Well, we still kind of stick to some... I mean, we do talk about fashion. We do talk about like our favorite performances, you know.
Okay, I guess so.
Right.
Now we've added in worst storyline ever.
Yeah, a lot of negative columns now.
Yeah.
Sure.
Here's another scene that I thought was annoying and just total filler. Like, why? Marshall and Drew at the pool.
Yeah.
I feel like we're playing, what is it, Clue? Marshall and Drew at the pool with a candlestick. Yeah. I think they had iced tea.
And what are those two doing at the pool? I mean, you know, it's just, it seems like the last place two men of a certain age should be.
And I couldn't take the fact that Drew put his shirt on, but he had it like...
It wasn't
like he needed
pulled
to pull
back.
Down. Yeah, it's driving me insane. And I thought, are they doing that on purpose? So, because we're being like, ooh, what a big muscly man you are. You can't even get your... And he's still nattering on about Should I be pressuring Carly more? I feel like I should be pressuring Carly more.
I know. God.
What do you think? I mean, I've heard what Carly has to say, but that's not really right. That important.
That's not nearly as relevant as what a strange man thinks.
In a tight hat.
At a pool.
Yeah, and so she went to this leadership getaway thing.
Yeah.
And she thought he was going, or didn't he say he was going, or?
I thought he was aware of it. And then I thought, all right, well, this is a little twist. He's not on the same plane. Like, I thought he was going to show up on the plane behind
him. Yeah, I thought he was going to show up on the plane. But now I guess he's going to have to go rescue her.
Yeah, I liked how she was just pitched sideways at the end.
Yeah, I was like, I've been on some rough flights, but I've never actually turned completely sideways like that.
Yeah, like 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, that was well done.
That was well done, and I didn't see the whole Brando getting the hook coming.
Well, is that who is the target of the hook? At the end there?
Well, that was what we were led to believe, I thought. Yeah, I mean, he was going out looking for
Joss. Chasing after Dex.
Yeah, and he doesn't like Dex, so he was trying to rescue her, which was nice of him. Although I don't think Joss needs rescuing from anybody, honestly.
and she's certainly not going to listen to Brando.
No. And not that she necessarily should. But I thought it looked like he was the one who got it.
I thought so too. I just wondered if, you know, I hadn't seen it all.
Now, do you think our attacker went back and got another shiny brand new fish hook? Or
well,
was that the same
plenty.
One?
There were plenty. There were. Of them. It would be kind of cute if they went through all the hooks on that rack and they didn't think to remove them after like the second or third, you know, attack.
Yeah, maybe we should. Yeah.
Secure the hooks.
Did you tell me what those were for?
Well, I think they're for like when you're fishing, maybe to like grab the fish, you know, like.
That seems cruel.
Well, yeah, sure. I don't know what else they'd be for.
Oh, I hate to tell you, but we're going to have to look that up. Because why in the boathouse, what do they have there, a lake? They have a lake or something?
Yeah, I think so. And
so
yeah,
we're talking
why,
a freshwater
yeah, it seems
situation.
Like it would have to do with something going on in the lake, right?
In the lake, yeah, or something to do with
the
boat.
And they're sharp, so, you know.
Very sharp, yeah. Anyway, I didn't see that coming, and I didn't see the plane what a potential
no that was a refreshing twist, I guess.
Yeah,
I didn't mind
yeah.
being proven wrong there.
Although
I wish it would have been Drew on the plane.
I'm just wondering if we're setting it up for a big strong man goes to rescue
Ansel
in distress because he's a you know Navy SEAL and all that crap, which
sure although it would also maybe sort of remind Sonny of how important Carly is to him also, you know.
Would it, or would he just be?
Well, when they had that moment, you know, where he was telling her, you know, good luck on her trip. And
yeah.
Stuff, I don't know. I was hoping
you
that maybe.
Feel a little meant, something, something.
Well, not necessarily. I don't, you know that I want them to get back together. Obviously, I don't really think that's where they should go, but it would be nice if they cared about each other still and could sort of show that, you know.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, he's very wound up about Ava as a mother of one of his children, so he should get wound up.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing to me when he was acting so protective of Ava, and then what did he say to her? I can't remember, but it sort of reminded everybody that, you know, it's just because she was the mother of his child. Otherwise,
yeah, there was
he could care less about
yeah,
her.
Yeah, there was some threat or something. I can't remember, but yeah, there was a cold moment there.
Yeah,
he was going to take the guard away.
I was a little disappointed by that.
Yeah, and he's on to something's you know happened with Esme, and so he's trying to get that out of her. And,
yeah, he's got a lot going on. A lot of these little stories
Victor
going on.
And, yeah, yep. yeah, Did he take his blue jacket off? I can't remember what he was wearing.
Oh, you know, he did at some point. He was wearing a different jacket, which was that okay, maybe well, what we should have led with.
We should have started with that. Sorry.
It would be great if we didn't see that blue jacket ever again. Except maybe on Drew. I feel like Drew, that's the kind of jacket he would wear.
I feel like I could see him one of those gold Century 21.
Century 21 jacket. That's right. Yeah. Well done.
I just feel like he has sails. Something sails about him. He's got the aroma of salesman about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's always trying to like close the deal.
I don't know. But the only good thing that might come out of the plane crash is if we don't have to actually go to some leadership convention.
Retreat. And learn something about being leaders.
to revive her career. She's talked about her career. I was like, so what do you have for a career when you were a hotel owner and now you're just not? I guess you're just a businesswoman that just doesn't have a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess she was good at managing people if her staff was still loyal to her.
It seemed like it. They were very loyal. You
know? And that's a real art, I think, to be a good manager of people. So give her that.
Yeah, you're probably a great manager of people. Do you manage people?
Do I manage people?
You don't at the moment, but you have.
Not too much. I have.
You were beloved. Wouldn't you say you were beloved?
I don't know if I would say that, Gia. I don't know.
Well, there were any lawsuits, right?
So. No, that's true. That's true. I haven't been sued by any coworkers. Thank you for establishing that.
Sure. I don't have any of those sort of leadership.
You're a good friend.
Yeah, I'm maybe a good friend. I don't have any leadership skills or managerial. I'd like to.
Can you think back to like good managers that you had? Because I find they're not really few and far between.
Well, I haven't had a lot of work situations that were like that. I mean, really, like you and I both worked at that same bookstore. And so you knew some of those characters.
It's hard to manage certain types of people. I'll give them that, you know,
I mean, like they had an employee of the month where the prize was you had to go out to lunch with the manager who nobody could stand. Nobody could stand him. And so he got a free lunch and you got a free lunch too, but you had to spend a half hour of your, you know, that was your own lunch break.
Applebee's with some loser.
Oh no, it was this horrific. It was that restaurant around the corner with like all the mounted animals on the wall and stuff that was.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about migraine material.
Yeah, that would have been awful.
It was like an Applebee's. It was one of those places that, specialized in the bloomin' onion kind of a thing.
Oh yeah. You know? Uh-huh.
I can't even remember, but like the animal, like the raccoon head would come out and the flopping fish would, fly, like it was like super noisy.
That does sound awful. I don't remember that place, but.
Maybe never got employee of the month.
I don't think I did. I think I was profoundly anemic during that stretch.
Oh, that's right. You were walking into doors and stuff. I remember that.
Good times.
Well, I got it once and I was like, well, I won't do that again. I'm always slacking off.
It almost encourages people to do a bad job, right?
Yeah. And then we had another manager. Who, I won't name names. I can't imagine any of these people would be listening. But you knew him also. And he was short in stature and pretty grumpy and stern. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was kind of a jerk for a while. And then one day I gave it back to him. And then after that, he like loved me, he was like coming to me for advice on the other people in the cafe. And I was just like, okay, I should have like told him off a long time ago,
That's the lesson there, Gia.
I wonder if that's like a managerial thing. Like, see if you can break them. And if they've got it in them, they'll, you have to stand up to them or something. Yeah. I don't know
either.
We should run our own leadership retreat, maybe.
Yeah, we should. Oh, that would be
we'll
so
mix
rewarding.
Up some of that punch with the champagne and the brandy mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. green tea.
And everybody will be like, what were they going to be doing? Like,
They were delirious and yeah. I don't remember. Yeah, you would be. If you weren't blacked out, you would be delirious. And funnily enough, like Long Island iced tea, there's no tea in it.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's just it's just all alcohol. Just mm-hmm. straight alcohol.
Yeah, maybe you could look up the history of the Long Island iced tea next.
Don't, toy with me.
Actually, it seems like that would have been the logical next step.
That would actually interest you, perhaps?
I think if I were the teacher grading this term paper, I'd be like, haven't you left out the Long Island iced tea?
Well, that would be, if I were Oliver Sacks, that would be like a footnote that took up 8 pages, And you know what? That's why I loved him so much, because talk about going off on a tangent. Like, he could not, like everything fascinated him, and then he'd just go off on it. Yeah.
That's impressive, isn't it?
He was an interesting brain. Yeah, man, mm-hmm. he was something.
A lot of folds in that brain, I'm sure.
I might have to reread him, people. Okay. If you don't know who we're talking about, is it Dr. Oliver Sacks? Right?
Oliver Sacks. Did you ever read Musicology?
I think I did. I think I read everything I could. I think gave it to me. Yeah.
I don't remember.
The man who mistook his wife for a hat would be like the good place to start.
That's his most well-known book, I guess. Right?
Yeah. He even had a book on ferns, for God's sakes.
Oh, geez.
I won't talk about it. But
he checks all the boxes for you, doesn't he? If you had a book ponies, my God, you'd be calling Rory Oliver during moments of intimacy.
I think actually Oliver Sacks was a homosexual, but I could call Rory that that would twist it all around in all sorts of weird ways. Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Rory.
Anyway, we're way off General Hospital.
I think this might be the logical time to stop.
It probably would. Yeah. Not a lot to love.
12 minutes ago.
Yeah. Not a lot to love, but we had some good big old plot twist at the very, very end.
Yeah, enough to make us want to tune in certainly tomorrow.
Certainly, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
It's our job now, but yeah, we want
right.
to now.
Yeah, we would tune in anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, I hope you continue to be on the mend. And
thanks, Gia.
Maybe a big old Cosmo is what'll just...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Just water. Just
okay.
Water.
You can tell I don't know anything about migraines. Like, how about alcohol? Have you tried alcohol?
With a heap of sugar in it? it does, somewhere in my mind, it does sound refreshing, but not.
No, you're probably right. That's probably right just, yeah, that's a headache maker. What am I thinking? God.
Oh, gee, it's okay. It's okay.
It's a short-term solution. But,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, dear.
Okay, people, we'll try to be more with it next time. And sorry to be a day late. We're all,
sorry about that. That
coming
was
out of illnesses.
Yeah. No,
it's all right. I wasn't 100%. We'll be 110 next time.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Stand
we'll
back.
Try.
Okay. Stand back. All right. Okay. Have a great night, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Yes. Thank you. Goodbye, Gia.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.